There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's talk about investing in India. Stocks have fallen quite sharply in India over the past couple of weeks, hit by a double whammy of high oil prices and a weak rupee. Vijay Valecha of Century Financial Brokers here in Dubai is with us in the studio to give us the details. Morning, Vijay.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks very much indeed. So talk us through this sell-off in India stocks that we've seen since about the 10th of May.
The major sell-off has come after the Karnataka elections. We have seen, you know, a coalition government being formed. That's why the markets have been coming down quite significantly.
So you think politics is playing a big role here. Explain what happened in Karnataka and why that would impact the stock market.
So the market actually had an expectation that the BJP would get a majority. It did not happen. A coalition government would actually mean that, you know, the government could fall again and have a re-election next year.
This is the Karnataka government?
Yes.
Okay, so this is not the national government. This is just one state. Why is that important? Why does that affect the Sensex and the Nifty, which are national indexes?
It basically gives you an indication of what could come in the next year in the general elections.
Right, so people are looking forward to it. It's hard to believe that Modi's almost, his first five-year term is up, but it is nearly, isn't it?
Correct, it is.
And people are speculating that he may get a far more difficult fight than he had during the landslide election victory that he enjoyed last year.
A much more difficult one for sure.
Okay, so that's the politics. Let's look at the economics. A lot of analysts saying we've got high oil prices, which are very challenging for the Indian economy. They hit the current account deficit. They tend to lead to a weaker rupee. And as Malcolm just mentioned, almost just a couple of cents short of $80 a barrel for Brent crude at the moment. Talk us through how that impacts the Indian economy and Indian companies.
So crude prices are the biggest import in India. It actually has a great impact on the rupee as well as the economy. We are seeing inflation levels go higher. We were expecting an inflation of around 3.9% this year. The expectation has already gone to 4.8%.
And so we've had a bit of a sell-off in Indian stocks, but they're still expensive. I'm reading one analysis from, I think it's the Economic Times, and it says that Indian stocks are the most expensive in the world. Red alert, it says. Indian stocks are now the priciest in the world. This is the Hindu Business Line, forgive me. And it says that the price-earnings ratio of the Nifty 50, one of the main benchmarks in India, is 23. That's higher than the S&P 500 in America, 21, and much higher than the Shanghai, for example, which is down at 15. How big a challenge is this, Vijay?
So this actually is the highest price-to-earnings ratio we have seen on the Nifty. At 23 times forward earnings, we actually are at a two-standard deviation from the normal. This is the last time it had occurred was 2007, and we all know what happened after that.
What, remind us what happened after that?
We saw the market crash around 55%.
Okay, right. So were we expecting the market to crash another 55%?
So the only important thing to know is that every time we have seen a bull run, we have also seen that the valuations always get more steeper.
So how far could we go?
So we could see a 20% more increase in valuations from current levels before we actually see a fall.
Joe, one of the really big stories when we talk about trading that's grabbed me about India, I'm going to take things slightly off piste here, poor Richard will have to bring them back, was the new proposed tax on trading cryptocurrencies. The government's come out in India and said that it could have an 18% tax on trading cryptocurrencies. How big are things like Bitcoin in India?
Ever since the demonetization in India, we have seen cryptocurrencies really gain, you know, a lot of significance. A lot of black money is being transferred through the cryptocurrencies. The only reason why cryptocurrencies fell by 10 to 12% yesterday was because of the GST could be implied on it.
What would it mean? Because if you put GST on trades, you're basically saying a lot about how you view Bitcoin. And we know that governments around the world have tried to decide if it's a currency or if it's a commodity, if it should be allowed at all, if it's gambling or if it's speculation. What's the line that India is taking on this?
So India is taking a line of calling it speculation for now. They are thinking of imposing a GST of 18%. At the same time, they're not considering the trading as to be legal.
Right. So how do you tax something you don't think is legal?
It's not illegal.
Okay. Right. So there's a grey area there. Do you think that an 18% tax would affect the popularity of cryptocurrency? Or is that sort of small tax?
18% is quite a lot. So it should definitely impact the popularity.
Let's very quickly look at a couple of individual stocks that I know you've been looking at. Tata Motors, first of all, which makes its own brand of cars, very popular in India, but also Jaguar and Land Rover and Range Rover, very particular, very popular here in Dubai. We had earnings yesterday. They were pretty bad. Profit fell sharply, but not as bad as people expected. What's the problem with Tata Motors at the moment?
Tata Motors' major problem has been ever since the Tata Nano has come out. The company has failed to actually come up with a car which has populous appeal.
Has the Tata Nano not really taken off?
It's not really taken off as much as it was expected to.
Right. And you've also got problems, I know, with Jaguar Land Rover. A lot of their vehicles, particularly Jaguar, are diesel. And diesel's getting a bad press at the moment in North America and Europe.
It is true. Not just in North America, all over the world as such. Every road like to have an environment-friendly car than have a diesel car.
Right, so Tata Motors, very quickly in terms of technology, Infosys, one of the giants of the Indian technology industry, what's happening there?
Infosys has changed its current model of actually supplying, you know, software. They are more into consulting now. The stock has appreciated quite well and is expected to, you know, hit probably 1300 levels at the end of the year.
Is it a buy at the moment or is it too expensive?
It's a hold more than a buy.
Great talking to you, Vijay. Appreciate you joining us this morning. Vijay Valecha from Century Financial Brokers here in Dubai. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.